those vidhis cannot, they don't follow because they are playful now. And then vidhi comes. Vidhi means Brahmadeva. He is the vidhi. He is the vidhi guy. Brahmadeva is the vidhi. His name is vidhi.
Gupu dhupa vichhi.
Gupu dhupa vichhi.
Panipanibhya ayaha.
Panipanibhya ayaha.
Kebhya ayapratyayasyat.
Kebhya ayapratyayasyat.
Swathe.
Swathe.
Sanabhyantadhatavaha.
Sanabhyantadhatavaha.
Sanadayaha.
Sanadayaha.
Kamer nigantaha.
Kamer nigantaha.
Pratyayaha.
Pratyayaha.
Ante yeshante.
Ante yeshante.
Dhatu saujyata.
Dhatu samyata.
Dhatu tvat.
Dhatu
ladadayaha. Gopayati.
Gopayati.
Ayadaya ardhadhatu keva.
Ayadaya ardhadhatu keva.
Ardhadhatu kavivakshayam.
Ardhadhatu kavivakshayam.
Ayadayo vasyuhu.
Ayadayo vasyuhu.
Isi ardhadhatu ke saptami. The saptami has a few meanings. Like tasminniti nirdishte purvasya. That is called parasaptami. The saptami is following. Saptami is following and therefore purva will get, avyavahita purva will get the karya. That is called parasaptami. Then there is a vishaya saptami. Like ardhadhatuke vishaye. Then ardhadhatuka becomes the topic under consideration. That is called Vishaya Saptami. Then there is another thing called Nimitta Saptami. That Ardhadhatuke Nimitte. This is not Nimitta Saptami, Jandrayantami. Then there is another thing called Bhava Saptami. And Ardhadhatuke Sati. High. Ease. Here, whether should we take Parasaptami or Vishaya Saptami? That is the question. So he is taking Vishaya Saptami, not Parasaptami. So, Ardhadhatuke Vivakshite. Ardhadhatuke Vishaye. Vishaya means the topic under consideration. That means you feel like doing Ardhadhatuka. For example, lit is Ardhadhatuka. Ardhadhatuka, lit is Ardhadhatuka. Suppose you have Gupu Dhatu. Then you want to do lit. Then Aya will come. So ayadayaha, aya will come. Then adishabda. You look at aya, iyan, ning. These are the three ayadayaha. Within sanadhyantaha, within sanadayaha. Again, sanadayaha are 12. Ayadayaha are 3. The sequence is very important, you know. So those three will come. The moment you think of an ardhadhatuka. Okay? And they come optionally. That means swarthe they come. Therefore you may do ardhadhatuka, you may not do ardhadhatuka. Sorry. The ardhadhatuka lit will come. You may do ayapratyayam, you may not do ayapratyayam. Not ardhadhatuka. Lit will come anyway. You may do aya, you may not do aya. Aya and Iyang and Ning also. Ning, yeah. So, we will consider the situation where we want to do Ayapratyaya. Then we don't want to add Ayapratyaya in Swartha, that will come later. Okay? Ardhadhatuka Vivakshayam.
Ardhadhatuka Vivakshayam.
Ayadayo Vasyuhu.
Ayadayo Vasyuhu.
Here, why Vishaya Saptami, why not Parasaptami? There is a reason for it. You come to Lut. Lut is also Ardhadhatuka. Gup, Lut. Suppose you say Parasaptami. మీన్స్ వెన్ అర్ధధాతుకే పరే ఆయ ప్రత్యయ యు హ్యావ్ టు డూ. ఓకే, గుప్ లుట్. సో హ్యతాసి లు లుటో, లుట్ ఈజ్ రిప్లేస్డ్ బై తాస్. ఓకే, గుప్ తాస్.
శ్వేతాసి విల్ కమ్ ఇన్ బిట్వీన్, ఇట్స్ అపవాద.
శబాస అపవాద. సో గుప్ లుట్
లుట్
దెన్ శ్వేతాసి లుటో మీన్స్ లుటో పరత లుటో పరత తాస్ శ్వేతాసి విల్ కమ్. దేర్ఫోర్ గుప్ తాస్ లుట్. నౌ తాస్ ఇస్ అర్ధధాతుక. Therefore, ardhadhatuke pare, ఇది పరసప్తమి స్వీకారే. సో తాసి పదే సతి, సో యూ విల్ గెట్ ఆయ ప్రత్యయ. దెన్ గుప్ ఆయ తాస్ లుట్. ఓకే, దెన్ దెన్ వాట్ హ్యాపన్స్ దట్ ఆయ యూ సీ అకారా విల్ బి దేర్ యూ నో. That akara will remain intact. It will not go away. It remains intact. Because atolopaha won't apply.
I think I don't understand.
Because atolopaha sutra is coming. Atolopaha sutra, you know what is that sutra? It is not atolopaha is you should not confuse it with ato gune. The atolopaha is different from ato gune. Atolopaha means ardhadhatukopadeshe yad adantam tasya ataha lopaha ardhadhatuke. So ardhadhatukopadeshe yad adantam తస్య అతః లోపః అర్ధధాతుకే పరే. సో వెన్ అర్ధధాతుక ఇస్ ఫాలోయింగ్ ద లోప అకార లోప విల్ హ్యాపన్. యా, వెన్ అర్ధధాతుక ఈజ్ డన్ ఉపదేశ అర్ధధాతుకోపదేశే, వెన్ అర్ధధాతుక ఈజ్ ప్లాన్ ఈజ్ మ్యాండేటెడ్ so then whatever adanta is there that akara will disappear. That is what he says. Okay, now you come back again, you see, you look at it like this. Gup lut syatasil ruluto, gup tas lut. Then this tas is ardhadhatuka, therefore ayadayaha ardhadhatuke va, ardhadhatuke pare you do ayadayaha, aya you do. So, gup aya tas lut. Lutaha prathamasya dharaurasaha will come later. So, gup aya tas. Now that aya akara won't go away. Because that aya akara is not present at the time of bringing in ardhadhatuka tas. At the time of bringing in ardhadhatuka tas, that aya was not there, aya came later. Ardhadhatuke pare, if that meaning is taken, first tas will come and then aya will come based on tas being following. Therefore, at the time of bringing in aya tas, there was no aya, and therefore that aya akara won't go. Therefore, it will remain as Gopaya Tas. Okay? Gopaya Tas. Then Itas will come. Then you will not get the form Gopayita. Therefore, so now what we will do? Alternate. Ardhadhatuke Vivakshite Sati. Ardhadhatuka you want to do. Tas you want to do. Immediately ayadesha will come. Gup aya, now tas will come. Okay? Now as tas is coming, whatever akara is there, that will disappear according to atolopaha.
So So first you do gupu, aya, gopaya,
dharnahatu,
dharnahat, dharnahat,
yeah.
All the way you know that ardhatuka is going to
be. Ardhatuka, all the way aya, akara will disappear by atolopaha.
So that happens. Atolopaha happens with gopaya and
Okay. Atolopaha can happen. What is atolopaha? Akara will disappear.
Yes.
That can happen. Only for that akara, which is already sitting there, when the ardhadhatuka pratyaya is mandated. Okay?
Good point. Is that the double meaning of para then, because it comes later as well as coming after? Or?
No, not like that. The meaning of the sutra is like this. Ardhadhatuka padeshe akarasya lopasyat. When ardhadhatuka is mandated, whatever akara is sitting there of the anga, that will go away. Okay? Now, gup, lut, don't do aya. You cannot do aya now, because ardhadhatuka is not there. So, do tas. Gup, tas, lut. That lut will be taken care of, dharau rasaha, gupta tas. Now tas is ardhadhatuka. Now you are doing ayap pratyaya only when ardhadhatuka is sitting there.
Lut is not ardhadhatuka.
Tas is ardhadhatuka. So when tas is sitting there, you do ayap pratyaya. Gupta aya tas. Then that akara cannot disappear. Okay? Alternately, you want to do tas. As you think of tas, aya will come. Ardhadhatuke vivakshite sati ayadeshaha, aya will come. Swarthe aya pratyaya will come. Therefore, it becomes guppu aya, gopa, and then guna also. Guna will come later. Guppu aya. Now you bring ardhadhatuka, tas. Now as tas comes, whatever akara is sitting there will disappear.
It becomes
aye. Guppu aye. Then you do sarvadhatuka ardhadhatuka yoho gunam. Gopaye tas. And then idagama gopayita will happen. So to make that possible, you have to explain it as ardhadhatuke vivakshite. Not ardhadhatuke pare. So parasaptami you cannot take, only vishaya saptami you should take. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Understand that?
Yes, sir.
Now you proceed. Ayadaya ardhadhatu keva.
This praptasya vibhasha. So it is already prapta. By the gupu, dupu, majority was already prapta. Aya. We already saw that, right? Now ardhadhatu ke, we are doing a vibhasha. Is that how we should take it?
Yeah, that's all.
That's it. So it was prapta already.
Praptasya vibhasha.
Now vibhasha.
And that's why in the lat, it is nitya. Whereas in lit, in all ardhadhatuka lakaras, it will be optional. You will have the aya coming and also not coming. In all ardhadhatukas. Whereas in all sarvadhatukas, it comes nitya. Like gopāyati. Okay? So, ardhadhatuka vivakshayam.
Ardhadhatuka vivakshayam.
Ayadayo vasyuhu.
Ayadayo vasyuhu.
When ardhadhatuka is thought of.
When the ardhadhatuka is thought of.
Aya iyam ning.
Aya iyam ning.
These pratyayas.
Come to the dhatu.
Gup. Optionally.
It may be any dhatu, right, Swamiji?
It may be, in the context it is guppu.
Okay, in the context.
Guppu and whatever list he has given, only two those. Guppu, dhupa, vichi, pani, only those dhatu. No other dhatu. Okay. Now, next to sutra. So now what we have, lit vivaksha is there. You have lit in mind. Okay? So the moment you have lit in mind, aya will come. So gup aya lit. Naya is Ardhadhatuka Pratyaya. Sarvadhatuka Ardhadhatuka Yoho Gunavika. Pugantala Pugantala Gunavika. So Gopaya Lit. You have arrived at that. Okay? Kasyane Kachaha.
Kasyane Kachaha.
Aam Bhaktavyaha.
Aam Bhaktavyaha.
Niti.
Niti.
You see, Kasi is one dhatu. Anekach dhatu. Dhatus having more than one ach. This Gopaya is a dhatu saunjya, sanat janta dhatavaha. And therefore it is anekach dhatu. The three aches are there. Two are enough. And kasi, ik nirdesha it is, dhatu is kas. It is not anekach. Therefore it won't get. It doesn't come under the category of anekach. Therefore he put it separately because he wanted two kas also. So when kas dhatu is there, anekach dhatu is there, so to this dhatu, as lit follows, liti, aam vaktavyaha, aam pratyaya you have to do. So gopaya lit. So as lit is following, gopaya is anekach dhatu now. Therefore you do aam pratyaya to that. Gopaya aam lit. Okay? Askasoho.
Askasoho.
Oh, we will come to that. Kasi. Anekachaha.
Anekachaha.
Aam vaktavyaha.
Aam vaktavyaha.
Niti.
Niti.
Kas dhatu.
And
anekach dhatu.
And anekach dhatu.
As lit follows.
As lit follows.
Aam pratyaya will come.
Aam pratyaya will come.
Yeah. Why should he mention kas separately? Because kas is not anekach. It is not anekach. That's why he has to mention it separately.
Kasi anekach. Kasi
anekach. You should not count. E is idvarna.
Is idvarna.
Yeah. There is a paribhasha. Anubandha karta, namubandha karta, mane kaltvam. Anubandha karta, mane kaltvam. Anubandha is idvarna.
Is that a sutra or is that a paribhasha?
Paribhasha. Mm-hmm. Askasoho.
Askasoho.
Aam vidhanat.
Aam vidhanat.
Masyanetvam.
Masyanetvam.
Now this aam is there. This aam halantyam iti sutrena makarasya itvam astivanava. That is a problem. Nasti. Why? Because this arm he has mandated for caste also. Caste you can see it is mandated for caste. And elsewhere he mandated this this arm to arts also. There is a dhatu called arts. And so for arts and caste here he mandated arm. Because of that mandate of arm to arts and caste, the makara cannot be it. That is samarthya. How I tell you? How? You see, you take kas and you do aam pratyaya and then so aam is makara is it, so mit it becomes. Then medachontyat paraha, it has to come after the last ach. In kas the last ach is aa, so there this aam pratyaya will come. In Aam, Ma is gone, only A will come. So, Ka, A, S. Akasavane, Dirga, again you are left with Ka.
What is the purpose?
What is the purpose? Waste of energy, you know. Same thing will happen with the As dhatu also. In Anekach dhatus, it makes no, it doesn't make that way. But in As and Kas, he has included, and he has mandated Aam Pratyaya, therefore, Aam pratyaya vidhana samarthyat. Because of the mandate has a power in it. Therefore, makara is not it. So it remains intact. So, gopaya aam liti, you have come up to that. Okay? Ato lopaha.
Ato lopaha.
Angasya is adhikara. So, ataha angasya, akara antasya angasya. ఓకే. అండ్ సో అంగస్య లోపహ నుంచి అలోంతర పరిభాషయా అంగస్య అంతస్య లోపస్యాది ఫైనల్లీ అకారస్య లోపహ, బట్ యూ కమ్ ఇట్ ఇన్ ఎ రౌండ్ అబౌట్ వే. ఫస్ట్ అంగస్య యూ బ్రింగ్ ఇన్, అత విశేషణం ఏన విశిష్టదంతస్య, దేర్ఫోర్ అదంతస్య అంగస్య లోప సత్. అగైన్ అలోంచ పరిభాషయా అదంతం అదంత యుహ అంగ తస్య అంతస్య లోప సత్. వాట్ ఈస్ దట్ అంత? అర్థండి. ఓకే, సో దట్ ఈస్ డివైడ్ హ్యాస్ టు బి డన్. అతో లోప నౌ ఇన్ దిస్ దెర్ ఈస్ అనుమూర్తి. వాట్ ఈస్ ది అనుమూర్తి? ఆర్ధధాతుకే అనుమూర్తి శుద్ధిదే. Generally he tells where from the anurti comes, but here he did not say.
Just before that.
So ardha dhatuke is coming. So ardha, and what else is coming?
Upadeshatuke.
అనుదాత్తోపదేశవనతి. సో ఫ్రమ్ దట్ సూత్ర ఉపదేశే కేమ్ హియర్ అండ్ దెన్ ఆర్ధధాతుకే ఇస్ అధికార అధికార అండ్ దట్ అధికార ఈజ్ యూజ్డ్ ట్వైస్ హియర్ ఆర్ధధాతుకే ఆర్ధధాతుకే ట్వైస్. ఓకే, సో ఆర్ధధాతుకే విషయే అండ్ సో దోనం ట్వైస్ అధికార. సో ఉపదేశే ఆల్సో కేమ్ ఆర్ధధాతుకే ఉపదేశే ఆర్ధధాతుకే పరే టూ ట్వైస్ ఆర్ధధాతుక యూ హ్యావ్. సో గన్న ఆర్ధధాతుకే ఉపదేశే యూ మేక్ ఇట్ విషయ సప్తమి. సో ఇట్ ఈస్ ఆర్ధధాతుక విషయ ఉపదేశే means ardhadhatukopadeshe. The upadesha for which ardhadhatuka is the subject or object means ardhadhatukopadeshe sati ardhadhatuke pare akarasya lopasyat. Okay, therefore as the ardhadhatuka is mandated ardhadhatukopadeshe, whatever akara is sitting in the tanga, that akara will disappear as the ardha dhatuka follows. Okay, ardha dhatuko upadeshe yadadantam tasya angam. Yadadam say angam, angam is understood. Tasya atolopaha ardha dhatuke. Yeah, what do you say?
So Swamiji,
ayah,
that there, ayah is
Ardhadhatuka,
so that becomes Gopaya.
Already Gopaya is there, that akara will go.
So that is Ardhadhatuka Upadesha, the Gopaya, that ayah.
No, not like that. You see, Ardhadhatuka Upadesha time.
What is that mean, Swamiji?
At the time of mandating Ardhadhatuka in the Anga, whatever akara is there, that Anga will disappear, that akara will disappear. As the Ardha Dhatuka comes and sits there. So Gopaya is there. And now Aam is also there. Gopaya, Aam, lit. Now this Akara, what is that Akara? That Akara is there. Even as you wanted to mandate the Ardha Dhatuka, it is sitting there. And then the Ardha Dhatuka came and it is following. And therefore, akara will disappear. Aam is the ardha dhatuka. Aam is the ardha dhatuka.
So you say, even as you want to bring in the ardha dhatuka, that...
You see, not like that. At the time of ardha dhatuka upadesha, aam upadesha, akara is there or not? It is there.
Because you
Gopaya lit you have. Gopaya lit you have. Then aam is mandated. While you are mandating the arm, the ardhadhatukopadeshe angasya akara asti, and that akara will disappear as ardhadhatuka follows. So gopai arm lit, you have arrived at that. look will come. So Niya Kshatriya Arthaya Sutra say look. So Amaha Panchameya Kavachanam. Amaha Parasya look. Whatever is sitting after Amaha, Am, it will disappear. Okay? So now Gopaya Am lit. Amaha iti sutrena lit ityasya look lopaha. So now you are left with Gopayam. Okay? Then there is an observation here. This lit is a pratyaya, you know. There is a sutra, kruda ting,
yes.
Whatever is not thing, that is called kruda. Lit is not thing. Lit is a null, etc. It is not thing, you know.
Lit was also part of the same kruda adhikara. Litcha was mandated.
Okay.
It was part in the same adhikara it comes to.
Yeah. So lit is kruda. Therefore, Gopayam plus lit. The lit has disappeared now. And it is krut. And krutadhita samasascha krudantaha tadhitantaha samasascha pratipadika samujnyasyuhu arthavadadhatura pratyaya pratipadika krutadhita samasascha. Therefore, Gopayam has now got pratipadika saunya. Okay? It has got pratipadika saunya.
Didn't disappear from the
arm disappeared,
right?
Not arm, lit disappeared. Arm of parasya litaha luksyat. So now it is krudanta. Therefore pratipadika saunya ke Gopayam is a pratipadika. Do sup. So Gopayam s. Then halnyabhyo dirghat sutrasya pratyam hal.
Even we could do it with the arm itself, no?
No, Gopayam s.
So, okay.
And then halnyabhyo dirghat sutrasya pratyam hal iti sutrena s ityasya lopaha. Gopayam is padam. Gopayam has now got pada saunya. This pada saunya I will remind you later. For the present you are left with Gopayam.
Is it noun or
dhatu right now? Gopayam is dhatu and also it has got pada saunya. It can have multiple saunyas. Only akadara deka saunya. Only in one area.
Gopayam need not be dhatu. Only Gopaya is dhatu.
Gopaya is the dhatu.
I. Sanadhyanta dhatu. Gopayam is dhatu plus am pratyaya.
It is dhatu also because lit is there. Dhatu adhikara is also there. Dhatu.
Yeah.
Therefore it is dhatu. And together with am also it is dhatu. And it also got padasamjna.
But together with am it need not be dhatu. Am dhatu was already there. Gopaya was dhatu. Am is not sanadhyanta sanadhyanta.
Yeah. But lit is coming now.
Lit came to Gopaya.
Now it is again coming.
Yes, sure.
Gopayam now is getting lit.
Okay. So Gopayam is already a dhatu?
You have to take it as a dhatu. Otherwise, again, kruichan prajyate liti. Yeah, it's a good point.
But
it need not be a dhatu.
This here is amantat.
So it need not be a dhatu. It gets pada saunya. Dhatu saunya, you just leave it pending. Yeah, you may be right. It need not be a dhatu. Because now he is mandating anuprayoga, kru, along with lit. Kruicha anuprayujyate liti. Okay. So amaha, so that amaha will come here. And kruicha anuprayujyate pratyaya grahane tadanta grahana paribhashaya amaha came and it becomes ananta. So amaha becomes amantat. Therefore when you have that amanta, that Gopayam is amanta, and following that amanta you can use one more dhatu. Anuprayoga means this dhatu is already there. You can add one more dhatu to that. What is that dhatu? Kruin. Kruin cha anuprayujyate. Chakarat, a dhatu is already sitting. Anu is following that. One more dhatu. What is that dhatu? Kruin. This kruin is pratyahara. It is not dukruin karane kruin. It is not. Krui, kru, bhu, as. For three it is pratyahara, because there is a sutra, kruyo, dvitiya, dvitiya, trutiya, etc. One sutra is there. Krubhvasti yoge, another sutra is there. Starting from krubhvasti yoge, kruyo, dvitiya, trutiya, like that there are sutras. Krubhvasti yoge is the 50th sutra. Kruyo, dvitiya, trutiya is the 58th sutra. So from that krubhvasti you take kru. In this kruyo, dvitiya, trutiya you take iya. And so make a pratyahara, krui. And so between 50 and 58 you have bhu and as also in between. Therefore krui stands for three dhatus. Kru, bhu, as. All the three will come as anuprayoga. And this anuprayoga of the kru comes along with lit following, liti, liti, lit, liti pare. Therefore kru will come and the lit also will come. Because our earlier lit is gone. So now you have gopayam, kru, lit.
So you bring it back.
Yeah.
Liti would...
Liti, liti pare.
But isn't that a condition saying if lit
follows? It is not a condition. Liti pare, liti pare means lit paraha. It's yathaha.
Lit paraha will be an adjective to the kruya. You bring the kruya along with lit.
Along with lit.
Now why make it go and then bring it? Exact difference in what?
Because here the lit will go. Later lut will go.
Lut won't come back.
Amantat parasya luksya. Lut won't come back. Lit comes back.
Right.
Because if you don't bring lit, kru, what will you do with the kru? It just sits there of no purpose.
Right.
That kru has to become chakara.
So why not keep it for me?
If you keep it, then in other places there will be a problem. There will be problems. For example, lut will not happen. You see, lut won't happen because only when lit is there, this aam vaktavyaha liti, liti pare aam comes. Then when lut is there, it won't come. So lit will go and come back. We will see. Some other advantages are there. Lit will go and come back. You take it like that. Okay?
You can say lit goes and a new lit comes.
Yeah, you see, only new lit comes.
Yes.
And it won't come, lit alone won't come. Along with kru it comes. Along with kru it comes.
Kru asanbu.
Kru asanbu. No, no, you are not everywhere.
Okay.
I am sitting so high. No, no, I am sitting high and Amma, you can see me clearly. You sit properly.
No, I am okay, sir.
No, no, you sit properly.
So this liti
you're saying means... that is your question. Liti, how can you make liti to adjective to this kru? So kru liti. So kru comes along with liti. Liti saptami. Therefore it means the kru should be very prior to that. Therefore simple kru cannot come. Because liti is put there. Therefore that kru must be avyavahita purva to lit. So along with lit it comes.
So it's implied that lit is brought in because it has
otherwise
to be
how can it be avyavahita purva to lit? Your kru should be avyavahita purva to lit. Because kruicha anuprayujyate liti.
But couldn't you also then argue, well, I guess then it would be a prayoga. If you didn't have lit there would be no way it could come in because it has to come along with it.
You see, if you did not put lit there, then only kru will come.
Yeah.
But he wants a crew along with lit. And therefore he puts crew liti. So crew comes. Liti means lit following. Kada? Is it not so? Liti means lit following.
Yes.
Therefore lit paraka crew will come.
What is anuprayujjita?
Anuprayujjita. Anu means following. Prayujjita means he added. You use it. Prayoga is usage. Okay? It is called anuprayoga because it is already one dhatu and you are putting one more dhatu to it. Still it is the same dhatu. It is like a fruit is there. Out of the fruit, one more small fruit has come out. But still it is the original fruit only. It has nothing to do with doing. It is something to do with gupu rakshane only. So you, though you say kru, dukru karane meaning has no meaning. Asabhuvi has no meaning. Bhu sattaya no meaning. Just they come and sit there. Gupu rakshane meaning alone will continue.
Without changing any
modification. They are just added. That is what is called anuprayoga.
This is the Bhu Sattaya Swami, is this Bhu Dhatu? Is the same Dhatu as
That Bhu only.
Bhu only?
Yeah. Krui chanuprayujyate liti.
Krui chanuprayujyate liti.
Amantat.
Amantat.
Litparaha.
Litparaha.
Krubhvastayaha.
Krubhvastayaha.
Anuprayujyante.
Anuprayujyante.
Amantat.
Amantat.
The Anga ending with Am. Am.
The Anga ending with Am.
Following that.
Following that.
Krubhvastayaha.
Krubhvastayaha.
Krubhu
as.
Lit paraha.
Lit paraha.
Following the lit. Having the lit following.
Having the lit following.
Anuprayujyante.
Anuprayujyante.
Anuprayoga has to be done.
Anuprayoga has to be done.
So now what you have? Gopayam kru lit. Okay? Tesham dvitvadi.
Tesham dvitvadi.
So now the kru will get a dvitvam. Because the lit is there. Gopayam won't get. Now you know why lit is removed and a new lit has come. If the original lit is, now I got it. If the original lit is sitting, then Gopayam will get a dvitvam.
Right?
Now the Gopayam lit is gone. Therefore it won't get dvitvam. Liti dhato ranabhyasasya. Liti pare dhatoho anabhyasasya dhatoho dvitvam syat. Now liti is not there. Therefore gopayam won't get a dvitvam. Kru lit. Therefore kru will get dvitvam. Gopayam kru kru null. Okay? Lit becomes a null. Gopayam kru kru null. Now, next sutra. Urat. So, abhyasa will come from anuvurti. Atra lopo abhyasasya. So, uhu is a shashti ekavachanam for r. Dhatru dhatuhu. Like that. So, this rukara, which is part of the abhyasa, abhyasavayava rukara, in its place, at will come. So, rukara will be replaced by akara. But urandraparaha, whatever adesha comes in the place of ru, always comes followed by rafa only, urandraparaha. Therefore you will get ar. So kru becomes kar. Okay? Abhyasaruvarnasya.
Abhyasaruvarnasya.
At. Pratyaye.
Pratyaye.
This pratyaye is adhikara or whatever. Therefore pratyaye parataha. That's why kru. Lit is there. So lit pratyaya is following. It is there, you know, following. And therefore it will get the at. So at will come together with repha. So kar, kru, a. Okay? Raparaha.
Raparaha
means raparasanne vapravattate. That rakara is replaced by u. Sorry, a. Which followed, which is always followed by repha. Then what you now have? Gopayam, kar, kru, a. హలాదిశేష గోపాయాం కా కృ ఆ వృద్ధి అచోయిణితి ఇది వృద్ధి అచోయిణితి ఇది వృద్ధి ఆ కుహోశ్చు మేక్స్ కాటు దెన్ చక్రు ఆ దెన్ అచోయిణితి వృద్ధి క్రూ ఇస్ అక్ష్ నిత్ ఇస్ ఫాలోయింగ్ దెన్ ఫర్ క్రూ గెట్ వృద్ధి ఆర్ చక్రు ఆ రు గెట్స్ ఆర్ చకార గోపాయాం చకార ఓకే నాట్ ఎట్ ఓవర్
గోపాయాం చకార
నౌ గోపాయాం చకార గోపాయాం హ్యాస్ ఎ పద సంజ్ఞ బికాస్ ఇట్ కృత్వర్ధిత సమాసశ్చ సూప్ హ్యాస్ కమ్ అండ్ గాన్ గోపాయాం హ్యాస్ పద సంజ్ఞ దేర్ఫోర్ మోనుస్వారః దెన్ మకార ఇస్ అట్ ది ఎండ్ ఆఫ్ ది పద
హల్ ఫాలోస్
హలిపరే సో అనుస్వార విల్ కమ్ దేర్ఫోర్ గోపాయాం బికమ్స్ అనుస్వార గోపాయాం అనుస్వార చకార దెన్ వావసానే అనుస్వారస్య ఏయి పరసవర్ణ అనుస్వార బికమ్స్ న్యా ఆప్షనల్లీ ఇట్ బికమ్స్
పదాంత
వాపదాంతాత్
వాపదాంత
అనుస్వారస్య ఏయి పరసవర్ణ వాపదాంతస్య వెన్ దట్ అనుస్వార ఇస్ ఎట్ ది ఎండ్ ఆఫ్ ది పద ఇట్ ఈజ్ ఆప్షనల్ therefore you don't replace anuswara with nya you just leave it like that now what is the implication you know in pronunciation when you do anuswarasya yayi parasavarnaha you have to say gopayan chakara when you don't do that you have to say gopayam chakara so close both lips you get anuswara You don't close lips, open the lips and spread the mouth. You get nya. Gopayam chakara, gopayam chakara. That is the difference. Two forms will come. Okay? Dvitvat paratvat.
Dvitvat paratvat.
Yenitprapte.
Yenitprapte.
That is different. నిర్వచనేచి యు మే వాంట్ టు సీ దిస్ టుమారో దిస్ ఇస్ గోపాయాన్ చకార వి హావ్ ఫినిష్డ్ దెన్ అతుస్ విల్ కమ్ సమ్ మోర్ కాంప్లికేషన్స్ ఆర్ దేర్ ఫర్ అతుస్ నిర్వచనేచి
గుడ్ ఆన్
అండ్ దెన్ ఏకాచ ఉపదేశే రుదాత టుమారో వి ఆర్ డూయింగ్ So you study Gopayan Chakara. So how will you do ultimately? Gup lit.
Gup lit.
Then
first Gup you get Swarthe, you get
Ayadaya Ardhadhatu Keva. So you get Aya. Vikalpa. Because Ardhadhatu Keva is there. Gup Aya. And so ఉగంతల భూపదస్య గుణ గోపాయ సనాద్యంతా ధాతవ ఇది ధాతు సంజ్ఞ దెన్ కాస్యనే కాచ ఆం వక్తవ్యో లిటి యు పుట్ లిట్ అండ్ దెన్ బ్రింగ్ ఇన్ ఆమ్ దెన్ ఆమహ ఇది లిటు లుక్ గోపాయాం దెన్ ప్రయుజ్యతే లిటి ఇది సూత్రేణ క్రు గోపాయాం క్రు లిట్ దెన్ ద్వత్వం గోపాయాం క్రు క్రు నల్ దెన్ ఉరత్ గోపాయాం కర్ క్రు ఆ హలాదిశేష కుహోశ్చు చక్రు ఆ అచోయినితి వృద్ధి గోపాయాం చకార దెన్ గోపాయామిత్యస్య పద సంజ్ఞ వర్తతే దేర్ఫోర్ అనుస్వారస్య ఏయి పద
మోనుస్వార
గోపాయాం చకార అనుస్వారస్యే పరసవర్ణ వాపదాంతస్య గోపాయాంచకార గోపాయాంచకార.